Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Huge news about the Silk Road. We will be giving you a major update on that case. Also, news about the alleged mastermind behind the original Silk Road, Ross Ulbricht. There's an update in his case. But where I want to start the show out tonight, and I'm hoping we'll be able to do this because we're pretty much last minute setting up this this guest. Apparently, Adam Kokesh is out of jail. And we know some of the activists who are there in D.C. with Adam right now. And we're hoping to get Adam on the show maybe tomorrow night. I'm told that he's going to need a day just to kind of collect his thoughts so he can, I guess, appropriately speak to the audiences out there who inevitably are going to have some questions. Hopefully we'll be able to ask some of those tough questions that I know that you're going to want to hear answered when you find out what the story is with Adam Kokesh. There's news reports coming out of D.C. today all about this. And that is that Adam Kokesh, who is an activist, a liberty-oriented activist, who made a name for himself on RT television and launching his own YouTube channel and YouTube show, Adam vs. The Man, his website, adamvstheman.com. He was arrested this summer for holding a gun in what's called, ironically enough, I think Freedom Plaza in Washington, D.C. He had a shotgun and was talking about the final American Revolution and racks the shotgun. It's like a 30-second video. Maybe even less than that. And Washington, D.C. police and Virginia police raided his home. He was charged in Virginia with possession of, hallucinogenic mushrooms and possession of firearms. So the mixture of those two things together makes it a worse felony than it would normally be. He was also charged in D.C. with some sort of gun-related possession charge. And previously he'd been charged with a marijuana possession charge in D.C. for a protest that took place there, I believe, on 420 or thereabouts. So apparently a plea deal has been entered today, and the Washington Post has the story. Hopefully we'll hear from one of the activists who is on the scene with Kokesh in D.C. in moments. But I have to say I was surprised by this particular turn of events, because it was just a couple weeks ago that Adam was in court defiantly speaking about how he is upholding the Constitution by bringing a gun into D.C. and that he was going to, that he pled not guilty at that time. So we do actually have Jim Babb calling in from D.C. He's a great Philly activist, and he's the gentleman, one of the guys behind the D.C. area billboard that we were talking about recently with the jury nullification message on it that is causing up a stir. There's news media in D.C. that's reporting on this jury nullification billboard, and we were talking quite a bit about that recently. James, are you with us? Do we have Jim Babb? James? Jim going once, Jim going twice. He did call in, so maybe there's some sort of technical difficulty going on here. We'll see if we can resolve that in a few moments. But so let me give you the story. This is the mainstream media's view of the story. Obviously, we have not yet heard from Adam. He has not yet made a statement. He literally has been out, it seems, for a matter of less than an hour. From what I understand, it has not been very long.
You know, I was seeing on Facebook a lot of sort of derisive comments about Adam taking a plea bargain. And, you know, I say to that circumstance, look, I understand Adam has supported the never take the plea deal mantra. And even here on Free Talk Live, I don't know who created the never take the plea deal mantra, but I think it was probably done in Keene, New Hampshire, would be my guess. Or at least
No. Actually, Keene, we have Don't Take the Plea Deal. Okay. Never Take a Plea is a different organization.
Okay.
Don't Take the Plea Deal, the information that we hand out, does make it very clear that not taking a plea is a risky endeavor and that it's a long-term strategy for liberty.
And it also says on the same flyer that, at the very least, not taking a plea immediately. Don't Take a Plea Immediately isn't as catchy, by the way, as Don't Take a Plea. So it suggests that if you just hold out, you'll probably get a better bargain. And look, before you go saying anything about Adam taking a plea, you probably should spend, what's it been, 3 months? that he's been in county jail?
Maybe longer than that. It was, I think, mid-summer.
Okay. Just try spending 4 months in a D.C. county jail and see how that might change your view on the best way that you can do liberty activism.
Isn't this all stacked up against him? I mean, detailed there's a series of jurisdictions that have charges pending against Adam.
Right. He's still facing the charges in Virginia, by the way.
Right. So whatever he takes on this, whatever he gets on the next charges is going to be, is probably not going to be considered with any time he serves now.
Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen there, but I can tell you that he's going to have a heck of a lot better time dealing with whatever legal problems he has from outside of a jail cell than he is from inside of a jail cell. And I understand why he would take the plea. I support taking the plea in this circumstance if he thinks that it's better for his case and he's a better person. Do I think that this activism could have been better thought out? Sure, I do. Sure, I do. But that doesn't mean that I want bad things or I'm going to deride somebody for making a decision. It's probably similar to what most people would make in that circumstance.
All right, I'm going to try Jim again. He called back in. Are you with us, James Babb?
I am. Can you hear me now?
Yes, we have you now. That's excellent, and you sound great. So thanks for taking the time to make Skype work with us tonight rather than calling from a regular cell phone because you sound fantastic. So you're in D.C., I take it?
Yes. Well, actually, we left D.C. because Adam has been banished from D.C. We're in Alexandria right now. He's been exiled. It's sort of like it's like Frodo being kicked out of Mordor, I think. So here we're in Alexandria.
Well, that's right. Wait a second. If this guy's so dangerous, he can't be in D.C. Why the heck would these wise judges turn him loose on the rest of us?
Well, they're just, that's just the sick sense of humor they have. The uncaring, just no regard at all for the poor inhabitants of Virginia.
Yeah, the rest of the planet. D.C. is so special. It's such a seat of power where these golden children of light lead us that Adam Kokesh can't be there.
What a hellish place. I mean, come on. I get the creeps every time I go to this place. I really I can't stand it. It's just the evilness just seeps through every pore of that city.
Yeah, that's how I feel about it. Mark and I used to go to some of these industry conventions. They used to have one industry convention per year and would kind of rotate between D.C. and some other cities, and I never like going to D.C. I mean, other cities, they're fun to visit. D.C. just has this oppressive atmosphere. Everywhere you look, it's a government, nondescript, institutionalized-looking kind of building, and it's just this dull, horrible city. Depressing place.
I don't feel that way. I like D.C., and I'd like a lot better if all the government bureaucrats got out.
Yeah, I agree with Mark. D.C., I do enjoy the time I spend down there.
Wow. Yeah. Well, good for you. I'm glad somebody enjoyed it.
Enjoy. I think it's a cool city. I don't think it's a dark. I can certainly appreciate where you're coming from, Ian. There's certainly a lot of government there, but it's also very pretty in places.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess maybe I haven't seen those pretty places. It just looks like a bunch of boring-ass buildings to me. But anyway, James, are you with Adam at the moment? And yeah. And how's he doing? I mean, he's not ready for an interview yet, as I understand, but just kind of give me a rundown.
Yeah, he asked for like a day to get his thoughts together. I just stepped out of the bar here in Alexandria to talk to you. He looks well. He's got a big, bushy beard. He had a hearing today. And I'm not really, I was not at the hearing, but I was told he basically pleaded guilty to four charges, I believe, and his sentencing is going to come up in January. So,
is that some sort of weird federal thing that he could plead guilty but yet not have sentencing yet? That seems very strange to me.
I don't know how it works. I think they never like to do anything near holidays and things like that. There's so many government vacation schedules to consider.
Well, what I mean by that is usually the plea deal says what the sentence is going to be. That's usually part of the deal. So
yeah, you'd think so, but that is not the case. And as my understanding, I only got a few second description of that.
So how long has he been out? When was he released?
A few hours ago. Basically he was released. We fled D.C. and, are having some refreshments here in Alexandria right now.
James Babb, can you hang on for a bit? I want to talk about your new podcast coming up. I think it's a pretty cool idea, and our listeners should hear about it. More coming up with James Babb. He's in D.C. or just outside, but actually, it's Free Talk Live.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. The word awake defines as wake up. Another definition is to bring back to consciousness, or the word alert. People who are into health might be running on a higher consciousness. Caring about our health and acting on those thoughts bring healing and peace. Imagine yourself being healthy. What a thought process. Let Life Change Tea help you obtain your health optimum. Just drink 2 8-ounce glasses a day and watch the tea go to work. The results are endless. Log on to getthetea.com and read the numerous testimonies. Awaken to Life Change Tea at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or speak to our friendly operators, not computers, at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. This product restores energy and helps with many sicknesses that are plaguing you. Awaken to Life Change Tea at getthetea.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, November 6, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $13.1970. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $13.6753, $683.77 for a half ounce, or $341.88 for a quarter ounce. That's $13.6753, $683.77, and $341.88.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, taking toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features on the site. We've shared them with you for a long time, and we will continue to do that. The site is free, although it does cost us money to run the site. So if you don't mind, you could help us with that by shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. Perhaps there's something online that you're looking to purchase. When you go to shop.freetalklive.com, you will find there are links to Amazon, also links to Newegg. So whatever you're looking for, you can probably find it between those two websites. Newegg focuses more on electronics and computer parts. Amazon focuses on just about everything under the sun. So you can get most everything from Amazon, but if you need specific, like, internal computer part stuff, Newegg's a pretty good place for that. We get more of a percentage from Amazon, but again, the Newegg links are there for you. I actually just did some shopping at Newegg. I needed to get some keyboards for the studio because one of them broke the other day, and they've got a bunch of them at Newegg, the cool illuminated ones with the, like, the blue LED lights underneath them. Anyway, you can get all kinds of neat stuff. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. Get your shopping taken care of. And something else that hopefully we'll see more major websites taking on soon is Bitcoin. I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, but Bitcoin hit a record high today.
That's right.
$267 or something like that. I don't know at what point the record high reached.
Okay, not the average. It might have been MT Gox's price. Yeah.
I think it was the MT Gox price. So you're saying the average price was not at a record high today?
The Bitcoin average prices, which is what I use, mm-hmm. which takes the volume that's traded on all the exchanges that they've yep. got lined up here, the major exchanges being Bitstamp, MT Gox, BTCe, mm-hmm. Bitfinex,
yep.
And it averages them out and then takes the price based on each one of those exchanges' price. So I like it for that reason.
Right, but are you saying that the average price did not reach a high today?
It didn't reach the 260s. I don't know what the average price was in
when
the past.
It reached the high, because everybody was looking at MT Gox in
right,
the past.
Right, in the past it was MT Gox.
So anyway, the MT Gox price reached a record high today, and so Bitcoin has gone higher now than it has ever been. It is an amazing technology. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. When you're ready to get some Bitcoin, cash into coins.com makes it so easy. Plus, it's safe, fast, legal, and inexpensive, and customer service is their top priority. Now, how do you do this? It's very simple. You go to cashintocoins.com. Select the bank of your choice. Bank of America, Wells Fargo, you probably have one of those too in your area. If not, how about a credit union with shared branching? There are a bunch of these credit unions with shared branching all over the place. So one of these three types of banks, you can go to this location, you can drop cash into a specific account, you take a picture of the receipt, you send that picture via email to the folks at cashintocoins.com, and then you will see Bitcoins appear in your Bitcoin wallet. Probably within 15 minutes, maybe as much as a couple hours.
I'm always impressed with how fast it is that they managed to do it. Basically, it's another one of these sort of one-man operations, and Will is on the ball.
Yeah, he sure is, and he's taking care of people and sending emails and being very communicative. So 1% Wednesdays, that's today. There's fee-free Fridays where there's no fees on the first $10,000 in orders. And every day, it's orders under $40 have no fee. So if you want to try this out at zero risk, you don't. This guy's not even making anything on this. I don't even understand how he can do it, but he's doing it. And people are very satisfied with the service. I guess the idea is you'll do it under 40, and then you'll be so satisfied you'll probably do more than 40 at some point. Cashintocoins.com is where you can go to get yourself hooked up with some Bitcoins. So 855. 450 free. We have James Babb with us, and he's patiently hanging out with us outside of a bar in Alexandria when he could be inside spending time with Adam Kokesh, who's fresh out of jail, Washington, D.C. County Jail, as he was facing felony charges in Washington, D.C., to which he has taken a plea deal. And obviously there are going to be some tough questions that a lot of people have been, you know, they're going to want Adam to answer about these things. And obviously, Jim, you can't answer all those questions. You're not Adam, but I'm grateful to see that he's out from behind the bars.
Oh, me too. I mean, whatever the circumstances are, the guy's been in there for like 4 months. We've just been through this too many times, getting too many friends out of out of their kidnapping situation. It's always a relief to see their face. It's a happy time no matter what.
Has he, do you feel like he's been changed by the experience? A lot of people go into jail and they come out a completely different person, or is he still the same smiling Adam Kokesh you're used to?
Well, he's got a big bushy beard, but other than that, I'm guessing he's the same Adam Kokesh that's ready to start scrapping again pretty soon. But you'll talk to him and find out. Honestly, I can't really answer that question.
So let me talk real quick, James, because you're not just the guy who went to pick up Adam Kokesh. You're also a great activist in your own right, and you've done all kinds of wonderful things like the jury nullification outreach billboard that's happening in D.C. You're actually fundraising to do more billboards in other cities. Maybe you want to talk briefly about that, and then we can talk also about your jailcast.
Sure. Well, this billboard campaign was just something we kind of thought of as a way to supplement the usual pamphleting operations. I thought, gosh, wouldn't it be nice if we could have, you know, a larger audience? And we're sort of we've got this great network of people. We've got all these crowdsourcing tools now at our disposal. So I just threw it out there. I said, hey, maybe let's get one billboard. It would be about $1,000. And then like less than a day, the money came in. I'm like, okay, I guess people like it. So within about 6 days, we had three billboards covering two of the subway stations near the courthouse down here. So I was like, okay, that works. And I would have been happy just with that. With the exposure we would get from travelers. But then we had this incredible good fortune of the prosecutors complaining about it.
And making news headlines.
Yeah, so they had to complain about it, in which case it got the attention of the Washington Post. And you know how the old media moves in a herd fashion. Mm-hmm. Once the Washington Post had reported on it, then it was safe for Fox to report on. Then it's safe for NPR to do a story on. And it just snowballs from there. So I'd like to just put a shout out to those federal prosecutors. Thank you. you've really helped me, multiply the effects of this campaign by 100-fold.
No doubt about it. I'm impressed with it. How can people go and help you fund the expansion?
Well, we have a simple website set up. It's called juryrightsproject.com, and it's got details of the campaign, and it's got some links to active campaigns right now. We're working on to continue D.C., one for New York and one for Los Angeles. But the exciting thing is I'm getting requests to do these now all over the country, from Boston to Arizona to Indiana. If anybody listening wants to have one of these in their hometown, go to juryrightsproject.com. My contact info is there. If I have a person locally that can help me scout out the right location, we could replicate this in any town, anywhere.
It's very exciting stuff. And, of course, jury nullification is an important idea that our listeners hopefully are familiar with. If not, the idea is that you as a juror have the right to judge the law itself. And, James, I know you want to get back and see Adam, so I'm going to just briefly tell our listeners you've got something exciting also happening called the Jailcast. You've just released episode one with friend of the show, NJ Weedman, being interviewed from jail. And I know you're working on doing one with Rich Paul, also another interviewee on Free Talk Live. So definitely want to know when that second episode comes out, and folks who want to see the first one can just search on Google for Jailcast James Babb, and it'll come right up. Jim, thanks for coming on the show tonight.
Always a pleasure, sir. Thank you.
More coming up. Free Talk.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Bookie.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind a marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you'd like toll free. Adam Kokesh is out of jail. That's pretty big news. We'll get to a little bit more detail on that in a moment. Also, the Silk Road is back. Huge news for the international community in the black market. Harm reduction will continue with that, or we'll get you more detail on that here in moments. And also, of course, you can take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That toll-free number is brought to you by ProXPN. And tonight in the studio, it's Ian here.
Nami.
And Mark.
What is ProXPN? Well, it's a global virtual private network that allows all of your online data to be encrypted back and forth, even before it gets to your internet service provider. So your ISP, were you aware they're probably keeping records on you? Most of them keep records on every site you visit and every search you make for at least 6 months, and in some cases even 5 years. Those records can easily be obtained by anyone with a court order, so don't be surprised if at some point it becomes normal for, perhaps as part of a job interview, them wanting to look at your internet history from the last 6 months. How about if I told you you could, for $5 per month, eliminate your internet history? Because ProXPN doesn't keep that information. Not only that, not only can you eliminate having an internet history, you can also protect your privacy. You can protect your location, because ProXPN is essentially a virtual private network, meaning you're sending encrypted data from your computer to ProXPN servers. They're located worldwide. And then from their servers, they go out to the internet. So your location's obscured, and you're also able to get past internet blockages at school or at work, for instance, or in other countries. If you happen to be going on a trip to China, you'll be able to have full unfettered internet access if you're using ProXPN on your laptop. I mean, there's so many different reasons why ProXPN is worth far more than $5 per month, but you can get it for $5 a month if you use code FTL20 when you sign up for their premium account. Now, the premium account is unlimited bandwidth. You can use whatever service you want, torrents, no problem. You get 20% off. Use our discount code FTL20. Go to proxpn.com/FTL to get signed up. You do not need to have a separate account for each device, which is a nice thing to do. You can use one account at a time, your same account on multiple devices. And there's also a 7-day money-back guarantee. So if you're not happy with ProXPN for some reason, you can get your money back, all $5 of it. So it's $5 a month, by the way, is the breakdown when you buy the year package using the 20% off code. The 20% off code also is useful for the monthly package as well. Go to proxpn.com/FTL and get signed up. And again, our code is FTL20. Mike is in Seattle. We go to the phones and the fun. Listening on the studio cam. Hey, Mike.
Hey. How's it going, guys?
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I wanted to talk about Adam Kokesh and his tweet. And also a little bit, I guess it's just related, about Derek Jay and his plea deal.
Certainly.
Basically, I want to ask a question. Do you guys still advocate not to take plea deals?
I was actually out this morning at District Court here in Keene, advocating that people not take a plea deal. Absolutely.
I would say that I advocate holding off on taking a plea deal. You have to do the right thing for you. However, I think that the plea bargaining system is immoral, but that doesn't mean that it's, that a person who takes a plea is doing an immoral act. I just think that the very fact that the government offers plea deals is, it's immoral because, well, the only people it benefits are government employees who are supposed to be working, not making easy, making their own lives easier, and guilty criminals.
Okay, Nemi, what do you think about the plea deal?
You know, I just took a plea deal, and I'm not ashamed for doing so. I ended up taking community service on a plea.
For what charge?
This is my second driving after suspension and revocation. This all stems from the inspection sticker that you and I got pulled over for coming out of Concord a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So this is all finally coming to pass. And I had my trial a couple of weeks ago. And I did take it all the way to trial. And it did get to the point where I had accepted the initial plea deal. And I got up to the bench. And my attorney, bless his heart, he took my case pro bono. And he said that Burke actually asked me if my attorney had advised me of the elements of the case, and I had said no. And it turned out they needed to be able to prove that I knowingly operated my vehicle the second time, knowing that my papers were not in order and my fines weren't paid. And they couldn't do that. So we actually ended up going back and renegotiating another deal.
So they couldn't prove the case, but you took a plea?
They were looking to bring back my first charge, which was still hanging over my head. It was a lower fine, but they had held that over my head and good behavior.
The guy has a question he's in the middle of.
Yeah. What do I think of plea deals? For me, it's calculated. I could go sit or I could just do community service. So I would prefer to do community service and not give any more to the state than I need to.
So had you not taken the plea deal, would that have resulted in you getting some sort of driving penalty?
Monetary fine, and the driving penalty was the second charge was dropped, so I only have the one.
Gotcha. So, yeah, I mean, I think it personally, I believe in not taking the plea. I don't blame somebody for taking a plea. I can understand why it's an attractive option. I think that, Mark's perspective that, oh, well, you have to do what's right for you. Well, I think that what's right for me is the long run and the long view for liberty. I can understand why, in the short term, taking the plea makes sense. But all that taking the plea really does is just encourages them to keep doing what they're doing. If more people would not take the plea and would instead take a case to court, then we'd more successfully clog the system. But that really is only an effective tactic if the activists are all in the same general area. For instance, Adam Kokesh not taking a plea will not do anything to affect the system in Washington, D.C. But if you get together with thousands of other liberty activists all in the same physical location, then maybe it could have an effect to not take a plea deal. Mike?
Okay, and am I correct in thinking that Adam has the same idea of plea deals as you do, Ian?
Well, I mean, I can't speak for Adam. We've certainly had him on the show a number of times. He's
talked about not taking pleas.
Yeah, he's a pretty principled liberty guy, so I would say that he would generally be favorable towards not taking a plea, which makes me curious as to what this plea deal was that he was being offered in D.C. court.
Okay. And I seem to remember from watching the victimless crime spree that Derek also had that same thinking. And I guess I agree that you know it would have to be a case by case basis, and you know what's right for you is what's right for you. I wouldn't say that I'm totally against plea deals, but I do want to point out that if someone isn't willing to, you know, step up and not take the plea deal, I really think that they shouldn't be, you know, going out and saying, don't take plea deals.
I don't think it's hypocritical, like, and here's why. If a person, depending on what the charge is, at whatever point in a person's life, if they're able to stand and not take the plea, then absolutely. If I were in a better spot in my life at this point, chances are I would have fought this. The situation in my life really doesn't accommodate that right now. That doesn't negate the option of doing it in the future. And as an activist, I probably will be in the clutches of the state again in the future. Now, someone like Ian has sat in jail for principle and has gone out and done time, and as has Derek J., as has Rich Paul. And to say that the outreach shouldn't happen, I think the outreach absolutely should happen because it does plant the seed in someone's head, whether or not they take the plea deal at that time or later on. I don't think taking a plea deal negates the quality of the activism.
So what is your concern with somebody going out and saying, don't take the plea?
Seems hypocritical. I understand where Mike's coming from on that. It seems like a hypocritical thing to say, don't take a plea to all these
people. Oh, my God. All those Myrmidon listeners out there that do exactly as Adam and Ian say.
No, I don't think that's what he's saying.
It's like they're just walking off the cliff. If we told them to turn right, they'd never stop.
I don't think that's what Mike is saying, but I'll let him speak for himself. Hang on, Mike. We'll bring you back in a moment. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin, now used and recognized by even the biggest names in commerce. Bitcoin is the world's first decentralized digital currency. Not controlled or manipulated by governments or corporations, Bitcoin are designed to be anonymously owned and limited in supply. They can't be counterfeited or quantitatively eased. And unlike everything else in this economy, they're skyrocketing in value. Right now is the time to get Bitcoin. But how do you get them? Bitquick.co finally makes it simple to buy Bitcoin. Bitquick.co allows buyers to connect directly to sellers and simplifies transactions to three quick and easy steps. Place a buyer hold, deposit cash at the bank, send your receipt to Bitquick, and you're done. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Bitquick.co is the quickest, safest, and simplest way on the market to buy and sell Bitcoin. It's never been easier to own Bitcoin. Get your Bitcoin right now. Visit Bitquick.co and get your Bitcoin. Bitquick quick. For more information on Bitcoin, visit WeUseCoins.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes, for today's modern smoker.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and Mark is yelling at me during the break, so we know that we've hit on a touchy subject. Plus, Nemi gave him caffeine before the show. She tried to keep it away from
him. I don't think fudge has caffeine.
It has chocolate in it, right?
It has chocolate in it.
Yeah, but it's not like a bunch of chocolate.
It looks all dark and chocolatey-like to me.
It's beautiful stuff.
It's really very good.
I bet there's probably more caffeine in it.
Would you like some more?
No, I don't need any more.
All right, so we're talking about not taking a plea deal, and Mike is still on the line with us from Seattle. I'm going to bring him back on here in a moment. I want to also invite you to the website at freetalklive.com. The AMP program is a way for you to get behind Free Talk Live. You can help us out by going to amp.freetalklive.com and getting signed up there for $5 a month. Now, it's important for you to do this sooner rather than later because we're looking to drive toward $4,000 per month of AMP. And if we can do that, then we're going to have about $950 per month's worth of AMP matched, meaning that if you contribute $5 a month to AMP tonight or tomorrow or whenever you get to it, then that $5 is going to be doubled by our generous contributors who have offered to double up to $950 more worth of AMP. So you can help us with that. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Why do we want to make this drive? Well, it's because we want to bring Daryl on, our Monday night co-host, and we actually have already brought him on to do affiliate relations work, to call radio stations on behalf of Free Talk Live and pitch the show, which is what I do during the day, which will give us 2 people calling radio stations instead of 1, meaning we'll probably get on a whole lot more stations a lot faster. So you can help us make that happen by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today at amp.freetalklive.com, and you get perks. So you can go there and learn more about that, but you can get amp-only call-in line access, you get amp-only forum access, and more. Go to amp.freetalklive.com, and your AMP dollars will be doubled. So please go now. Again, amp.freetalklive.com makes a big difference for us when you do that. Let's go back to Mike listening in Seattle. We've been talking generally about the Adam Kokesh situation. Adam has been released from D.C. jail based on a plea deal. And we don't know the details regarding that plea deal quite yet. Hoping we'll uncover that information maybe in an interview with Adam tomorrow. But one of the big questions people have, I think, and Mike in Seattle is outlining this, is the idea of not taking the plea deal. It's something that I advocate here on Free Talk Live. Some of the co-hosts advocate it to a lesser extent with certain caveats. And you had pointed out that, you know, that might seem a little hypocritical, right, Mike?
Yeah, and Mark, I just want to point out that I am not for or against any, you know, plea deals, because it really is a case-by-case basis. And I personally wouldn't advocate taking or not taking plea deals.
But what you were saying is if someone does advocate not taking a plea deal and then they themselves go ahead and take a plea deal, that comes off as hypocritical, right?
Yeah, like, Ian, if you were to get arrested today for whatever reason and, you know, tomorrow or whenever you got a plea deal, you decided to take it, I would openly say that was very hypocritical of you. If Mark, however, got arrested and took a plea deal, I wouldn't call that hypocritical because he doesn't advocate for not taking any plea deals under any circumstances.
Does Adam Kokesh advocate for not taking any plea deal under any circumstance? And does Ian Freeman advocate for not taking any plea deal under any circumstance?
I certainly do not have that answer.
Okay, so we're dealing with people that aren't, that to our knowledge, any of them, because I do not believe that Ian...
No, that's not what I advocate.
Okay, great.
I generally advocate not taking a plea deal.
I generally, too, and I believe that don't take the plea is a direction, not a map. Like, you know,
it's a suggestion.
Head that way,
yeah.
Not, you know, specifics on what it means.
Regardless, though,
I think that people can take this a little too literally when it comes down to it. I think that this is good advice for a lot of people in a lot of circumstances. Mm-hmm. Whoa, don't take that plea deal right away. But I'm... have never been sitting in a county jail where I have been offered a plea deal after having sat for 4 months while facing potentially the rest of my life in jail and having having recommended people not take pleas and then have to make that decision. Nobody here in this room, likely nobody listening to this show, there are hundreds of thousands of people potentially listening to the show, likely none of them have been in that circumstance, and I'm not prepared, since I haven't walked a mile in them moccasins, and I have no interest in those moccasins, I'm not going to say anything about it. Hypocritical? I suppose if you want some kind of pedantic definition of what hypocrisy is, okay.
Well, what I'd like to say to that is that while the don't take a plea deal outreach that I do does, you know, point out that if you wait, you'll probably get a better plea deal, and if you don't take a plea, it definitely clogs the system, and there's real good reasons to not take the plea. Ultimately, people have to do what they feel is right for them, and most people are going to do what they feel is right for them, which, you know, in the short term, which is going ahead and taking the plea. And whether it's the first plea or the second plea, most people do end up taking that plea. And I can totally understand where you're coming from, Mike. While I would never say never take the plea, because I think that would be silly to leave something off of the table as far as negotiation. Even I was willing to take a plea in Palmer, Massachusetts, if the plea deal was that they drop the charges and I walk away. So, you know, it depends on what the deal on the table is. If you can take a plea and have absolutely no, you know, penalty whatsoever, if the plea deal is basically them wanting you to take it so they can walk away from prosecuting you and kind of look good, then, you know, there's nothing wrong with doing that. But I think that as somebody who does generally say don't take the plea deal in most circumstances, that if I were to take a plea, it would feel wrong to me to take the plea, considering I've spent hours of my life advocating against the plea deal process. You know, I consider my activism an example to others. I want people to see through my activism what happens when you don't take the plea. What is it like? You know, what are the things that they do to you? Because there's a lot of fear out there about the system and about what will occur, what will transpire, and if I can show people, you know, that it's not as bad as it might seem, then I think there's value in that.
Or that it's worse than it might seem.
Or that it is worse. Yeah, there was certainly the case where I stood in front of a police car and I would have spent less time in jail had I gone ahead and taken the plea. They gave me a 50% worse sentence because I didn't take the plea. However,
yeah,
on the other hand, there was also the situation where I was arrested for trespassing at the courthouse. Now, while I was arrested for trespassing, I was on a suspended sentence, so they certainly could have used that arrest as a reason to pull my 9-month suspended sentence and put me back in jail. And so I was taking severe risk by not taking that particular plea, because especially because they offered me a pretty good plea in that case. They offered me, it was misdemeanor trespass charges, so I was facing another year in jail plus 9 more months on top of that for the suspended sentence that they could bring back. And they offered me a violation level plea with a $250 fine. So I could have made it, and I'm sure I could have done community service on the 250. Yeah. Actually, I think it was, it might have even been suspended. I think the fine, actually, you know what, I think it was violation level plea, and this was a meeting that Kelly and I had. We were both charged with the same thing with the prosecutor, where he laid out his plea offer, and it was the second offer, by the way. So it was this violation level plea deal with a $250 suspended fine. So I could have walked away with that. But that would have given me a guilty on trespass, and I knew I didn't do anything wrong.
Right.
I went to that court building, and I should not have been arrested for going to a public place, especially considering I had court paperwork in my hands at the time. So I pushed all the way through, and John Meyer, the attorney from Manchester, came on board, great free speech attorney, and that trespass order got kicked out of court as unconstitutional. Those charges were dropped. So I didn't take the plea, and it worked out.
You didn't break the law. And you were morally right. Adam Kokesh was morally right, but broke the law. So that's a different story of choosing not to take the plea in a circumstance where you have not broken the law.
Well, now, hold on, Mark. It appeared as though I had broken the law because I was under a no trespass order.
They gave you an effing piece of paper to go to the courthouse.
That's as good as the law. I mean,
no,
you know,
it's not.
When the sheriff writes something down on the piece of paper, the men with guns will do whatever that piece of paper says.
Yeah, but then you had to go to court. You had to go, and then they arrested you for going there. They said, don't go, then go, and then arrested you for going.
Yeah, I understand that. I'm just giving you an example of how I didn't take a very, very tempting plea offer, because I would have felt wrong had I gone ahead and taken the plea in that case. So, Mike, I understand where you're coming from. Any final thoughts you want to share?
Yeah, I just also want to point out that I wasn't specifically calling anybody hypocritical. I just really wanted to bring this up to create a good discussion.
Mark. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you.
I think that the discussion's worth having. I get where he's coming from on that one. And, you know, I understand why people might consider it hypocritical. I want anybody who thinks it's hypocritical to sit there and think what it must have been like to sit in a county jail, not just any county jail, a Washington, D.C. county jail for 4 months. Much of that time, I believe, in solitary or some kind of special kind of confinement.
I think a lot of the time civilly disobedient activists get in over their head. And,
yeah.
You know, Adam Kokesh might have come at this thinking that he, you know, had it all down pat and then realized that it was worse than he expected as far as the charges and the situation. And that can easily happen. In Derek Jay's case, they stacked up a bunch of charges on him through multiple arrests and bail violations. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and .308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months. simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.